Praise the Lord. Let's remain in an attitude of gratitude for a few moments before we sit down. Let's just commit this time into the Lord's hands that He will continue to minister unto us. He will continue to speak to us in these last hours of 2018, as He has always been doing throughout this year. And let's pray that we will be attentive to what He has to say to us at the close of this year and at the beginning of the next year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Church, let's take our seats. And the time is around 11:10 or 11:15. And here I am, trying to catch your attention, your focus. For I well know that most of you are focused on the forthcoming 2019. You really are not interested in the last few minutes of 2018. I can see that anticipation in the eyes of most of you. And in some of you, I can see an impatience. Get on with it and get it over with, is what some of you are thinking. Let's usher in the new year. Let's have the promise for 2019. Well, all in good time, brothers, all in good time, sisters. Just be patient for a few more minutes. My talking is not going to delay the arrival of 2019. Your impatience is not going to hasten its arrival. So let's just wait. 2019 will come at its God-appointed time. Now, the Bible tells us a lot about looking forward and not looking back. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 says this, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Luke 9, verse 62 says this, "But Jesus said to him, 'No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.'" And in Genesis chapter 19, verse 17, we read this, "And so it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, 'Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.'" And the story continues, and in verse 26, we read, "But his wife..." That's Lot's wife. "But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." So the Bible tells us a lot about looking forward and not really about looking back. But long before these verses were written, God had given another verse that Moses has recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. That means right at the beginning, the first chapter in the Bible, verse 31, it says, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and morning were the sixth day." In other words, God reviewed everything that he had made over the past 6 days. And the report was, "It is indeed very good." What am I trying to tell you? If God took a moment of time to review all that he had made in the past, so must you and I. Don't we tell our children or our students, if you happen to be a teacher, to review what they have written in an examination or in an assignment before submitting that paper? I know this is an instruction that I tell my son. I tell him, after you write your paper, your question, just go through it. Look at it again. Make sure you've done it well, and then submit it. We tell them that simply because we know that that is the very last moment they have to make corrections. As long as that paper is in their hands, as long as that assignment is in their hands, they have an opportunity to make corrections. But once they have handed it in, the chance for correction is over. So too, on this, the last day of 2018, in fact, the last hour, we need to look back and ask ourselves some questions before we step into the new year. We need to review our performance during the year. And therefore, the title of this brief final exhortation for 2018 is Annual Performance Review. Now, I know all of us at our job sites, be it a company, an educational institution, organization, whatever it is, we are used to APRs. We are used to looking back, and we take time to look back and see what we have done, whether our profit lines margins are good, whether the objectives that we set ourselves at the beginning of the year have been achieved or not. And that's good. But I'm not going to talk about that. I shall leave that to your company CEO or the dean of your institutions to deal with those issues. But what I'm going to talk to you about over the next couple of minutes is an annual performance review of your spiritual life with God. What has it been? We take time to review a lot of things. But the most important thing to review is actually our spiritual life. The rest of it is really immaterial. It really doesn't matter. I knew this was going to happen, this beautiful music that you hear. And I was telling my wife, this is one day when I shall have background music when I preach. So just enjoy it as you hear them singing. In a while, we shall welcome the first day of January 2019. Now, do you know what the word January means? Or what is its origin? Has anybody thought about that? Has anybody read about it? Or am I only that weird character who tries to find out what words mean? You know, in Roman mythology, the god of beginnings and endings, the god of doorways, was known as Janus. In Greek mythology, the same god Janus is always represented as a two-faced character. One face looking at the past year, and the other face looking forward to a forthcoming year. And as we step into January, whether you go by Roman mythology, Greek mythology, or any other mythology, you will look forward, you will look with anticipation forward, but you also need to look back because God himself looked back and said, it is very good. It is indeed very good. That was God giving an annual performance report about what he had done. He had created everything and he looked back and said, it is indeed very good. Today, can you look back? Can I look back? And can we say, it is indeed very good? And I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about your walk with God. Has it indeed been very good? So there are some questions that we need to ask ourselves. So these are the five questions that I've picked up for our annual performance review. I shall ask these questions, but I shall not answer them. Because each of you need to answer them yourself. Romans chapter 14, verse 12 says, "So then each of us shall give account of himself to God." each of us shall give account of himself to God. So each of us needs to look back into your account of 2018. What are you going to tell God? If he is to arrive here at the first second of 2019 and stand in front of us right here and say, right, everyone, I need you each to give me an account of what you have done with the 365 days of 2018, what are you going to say? So let me ask the questions. And for want of time, I won't elaborate on these questions. Question number one. Have I been obedient to everything God asked me to do? Have I been obedient to everything that God asked me to do? Ask yourself that question. Number two, have I been thankful for everything that God has done for me? Have I been thankful for everything that God has done for me? Number three, have I lived a clean, pure, holy life this year? Have I lived a clean, pure, and holy life this year? These are not rhetorical questions. These are questions that you and I need to answer. Because nowhere in the Bible does it say that God is going to ask us, how many degrees do you have? What is your bank balance? How many years have you had profits in your company? How many students have really learned from you? God is not going to ask us that. God is going to ask us, have you been obedient? Have you been thankful? Have you lived holy lives? Be ye holy, for I am holy. Number four, have I been faithful to the Lord? Have I been faithful to the Lord? And the last question is simply this. Have I served my God, the creator of heaven and earth, with all that I have? Have I served my God with all that I have? We often give more than 100% at our jobs. But the question we need to ask is simply this: have I served God more than I have served man? So those are the five questions. Have I been obedient to everything God asked me to do? Have I been thankful for everything God has done for me? Have I lived a clean, pure, and holy life this year? Have I been faithful to the Lord? And have I served my God with all that I have? Maybe some of you have answered a resounding yes to all the questions that I raised. Good for you. Many of you, like me, have probably said yes to one or two of the questions. Maybe to one or two of the questions, and no to one or two of the questions. Now, that's all right. I'm not here to condemn. Neither is God here to condemn. He never is here to condemn. It's perfectly fine. If you haven't been obedient all the time, in 2018, if you haven't been thankful all the time in 2018, if you haven't served the Lord with all your heart in 2018, that's all right, because 2019 is coming, you can do it. Because our God is a God of second chances. Just turn with me as I end to Luke chapter 13, and let's read verses 6 to 9. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down." Now many of us are like this fig tree. We have been fed, we have been nourished, we have been fertilized. The Lord has waited upon us to bring forth fruit. But we haven't. Week after week, month after month, we have grown fat with the Word of God, but have neither applied it in our lives nor shared it with others. In a 1948 speech to the House of Commons, Winston Churchill quoted George Santayana when he said, "Those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it." Today, you and I have an opportunity to learn from 2018. Where have we fallen short? 5 questions. Where have we fallen short on those 5 questions? Do you want history to repeat itself? Or do you want to change? We all want blessings to be poured out upon us. A few minutes back when Brother Claudie said so, there was a resounding amen to that. But please remember, that resounding amen is dependent on you obeying the Word of God. And the Word of God is simply, are you obedient to the Lord? Are you thankful to Him? Are you faithful to Him? Are you choosing to live clean, pure, holy lives? And do you choose to serve Him with all your heart? If we choose not to learn from the mistakes of 2018, we are condemned to repeat it. And 2019 will be no different from 2018. But I don't think that any one of us here wants 2019 to be the same as 2018. For many of us, 2018 was a blessed year. Because that's what we said on the first day of 2018. But today we're going to say that we want 2019 to be even better than 2018. But if we want it to be better, we need to do something about it. Genesis 1:31. God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. God created you and me. He looked upon us and said, "You are indeed very good." The whole world knows like begets like. And if you are indeed very good, what you beget or what you produce should also be very good. And if God has declared that you are very good, what you do and what you produce should be very good. There is no escape there. Believe it. If God believes that you are very good, you better believe it, that you are very good. Don't undermine yourself. Okay, don't listen to people who say that, "Oh, you are no good." Because that's not what God says about us. God created us. God created everything in 6 days. And then He looked back and said, "It is indeed very good." You and I are part of that. Indeed, it is very good. Look back on 2018. Identify where you need to make course corrections. Let 2019 be a year of new beginnings. Let it not be history repeating itself. Shall we stand as we close? Turn to God and just talk to God for a minute. That's all the time that we have. Choose to be thankful. See where you have fallen short. Maybe 2018 we were not obedient or thankful or clean and holy. Or maybe we were not faithful or we have not been serving God the way we should. Let's ask God. Now each of us talk to God. Just ask God for another chance. Tell him 2019 is coming and you want to be different. You want 2019 to be different. Ask for a new beginning. Church, pray. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, Father, for what you have done. And Father God, we just surrender ourselves into your hands, Lord. That you will take us, make us, mold us. Give us new beginnings, Lord. Father God, help us to be the kind of people you have meant us to be, Lord, Father. Father God, we do not want to be what the world wants us to be, Lord, Father. But you have said that everything that you have created was indeed very good. And Father, we believe that indeed we are very good. And Father, we put ourselves into your hands, Lord. Make something out of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.